So let me pull this forward. And once again, we're continuing with the world in a delusion, as 2 Thessalonians says it would be. The scripture for today is Mark 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that Jesus had answered them well, asked Jesus, "What commandment is the foremost of all?" Jesus answered, "The foremost is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one, and there is no one else beside him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions. Now, with that being the foremost commandment, love God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself, how important is it that we know what Jesus means when he says the word love? You know, guys, understand, if there's no commandments that's more important, then there's no word more important to know the meaning of than love. And that's where we're at in this series talking about the delusion that the world is under. Does the world have the slightest idea what Jesus means when he says love? No. The world does not have any idea what the word love means. Matter of fact, the main thing is Jesus tells the experts in Scripture, the scribes, that love toward God and your fellow man is the greatest act of obedience to God that there is. There's nothing you can do to please God more than to love Him and love your neighbor. How can you do that if we don't understand what the word love actually means? Can't do it, can you? So this is important. The scribe agrees, saying that indeed love is greater than all offerings and sacrifices, and Jesus sees this as an intelligent response. I love this. Jesus, well, that's intelligent that you actually said that. But, he says, you're not far from the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? You're not in it. Yeah. You're close, but you haven't got it yet. And the whole point is, if he's intelligent and he understands what Jesus just said, to love God and love your neighbor is greater than any sacrifice or burnt offering, what is there in the scribe's understanding that still puts him at a distance? Though not far, Jesus said you're not far, but what is it in the scribe's understanding that still puts him at a distance from God's kingdom? I'm saying it's his understanding of what love is. If you don't understand what love is when God speaks it, can you be a part of His kingdom? You can't do it. You might get really, really close. You guys know people in other churches and denominations and religions where you think they're really close. Josh and I were talking about this. You know these people, and they imitate, you know, what Christians do, and they have baptism, and they have, you know, all these other, and they're very, very close. How close do you have to be to get to heaven? There is no close. In, out. There is no other thing. What keeps a scribe from being in the kingdom rather than just, you know, near to it is he's like everybody else. They have the slightest idea what love means. If you listen to the radio, every song is about love. If you open every book, it's about love. Love stories, all the movies, love stories, love, love, love. How much does the world talk about love? That's all they talk about. How much of the world understands what they're saying? They don't. They're just like the scribe. They have no understanding. And Jesus says this too. Listen to what Jesus says about the world and then the world's concept of what God is and what love is. In John 1:10, Jesus was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. Is God love? Yep. Is Jesus the representation of God? Yep. What does the world say? Don't see it. The world can't see love. And this is over and over in John 14:17. I will send the Spirit of the Helper, that is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know Him. The world does not see God or know God. And if God is love, does the world have any idea what love is? Can't see it, doesn't know it. And it says point blank, the world can't receive truth. The world can't do it. The world has no idea what love means. John 17:25. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you. The world has no idea what God is, what He looks like, or how He works. 1 John 4:8. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. If the world has no idea, cannot see, cannot know, cannot receive God, then what does the world know about love? And this is Scripture, guys. This isn't my opinion. And if you look around you, you'll see that the world does not have the slightest idea what love is. And this is, you know, what we're talking about. 2 Thessalonians 2, if they don't have a love for the truth, then God will send a deluding influence that they'll believe a lie. This whole world is under this deluding influence. That's what we've been talking about for the past, I think it's like 7 weeks now we've been doing this. This whole world is under a delusion, a deluding influence. No one knows what truth is, what freedom is, what grace is. We've been through all this stuff. It's all on the website if y'all want to check up on this. Or if you want the CDs, I have all the CDs back there. But we've talked about how the world has no idea, that's completely deluded. And the one we're going to do today is the whole world is deluded about what love is. They don't have a clue. For all the people who claim to love God and love Jesus and love others through Holy Spirit power, how many actually know what Scripture means by love? They don't. Would they tell you they do, Paul? Would people at work tell you, I love my church. I love God. I love Jesus. Well, did you go to church this Sunday? Well, no. But I love Jesus. Well, did you turn the other cheek and go to the next one? Well, no. Well, I'm not perfect, but I love God. I love Jesus. I love my church. Does he have any idea what he's talking about? Nope. Not a clue. Here's the problem. The whole world, and I mean from Chinese to African to European to Eskimo, the whole world, they see love as emotion and feeling. When he tells you, I love my church, is he talking about a feeling he has toward his church? When he talks about, I love God and love Jesus, he's talking about a feeling he has toward them. The whole world says love is an emotion and a feeling. Worshiping God is expressing your feelings of excitement about how great God is. How many churches are doing that right now? Josh, because this is what we talked about. The hands are up, the amps are cranked to 11, and they're praising God. Worshiping God is letting the world know how excited and how you feel about how great God is. Love is emotion and feeling. Do they have the slightest idea what worship is? No. They don't. They think love is a feeling. Love is turning up the instruments and putting your hands in the air and shouting God's name and shouting Jesus in the air. That's what worship is. That's how you show your love. It's sharing your faith with joy and passion to sinners as the Holy Spirit takes over and lifts your spirits as you testify to God's mercy and grace. How many churches would get excited by what I just said? Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's letting the Holy Spirit take over. It's testifying and witnessing. Do they have the slightest idea what love is? They don't. Do they think they do? They sure do. They would swear to you that they love God and love Jesus and love the Holy Spirit and love sinners, and they witness and they testify and they put their hands in the air, and every one of them is under a delusion and a lie. Now, how many of them would get mad at me for that, Elsie? Would they love me? Because they don't know what it is. They think salvation is the feeling that God's love has taken away your sin and lifted all your burden and placed you in His kingdom. How many of you know people like that? Salvation is the feeling that God took away their sin and the feeling that God's placed them in the kingdom and they know they're saved. How do you know? I know in my heart. What has that got to do with love? They're under delusion and a lie. Love is the thing that connects us to God and His Word. Love is all you need, guys. You know, there's people preaching this right now, and there's a million people believing this right now. With this book in their churches and in their lap, they would tell you, love is all you need. Paul, you just love your neighbor, you love God, you love Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will fill your life, you love sinners, you love everybody. Love, love, love. If you just love everybody, God's pleased and we'll all go to heaven. Right? Because love is everything. What? Well, everybody knows what love is. Well, you know what it is. Well, sure. Love is what I think is love. Love is what you think is love. Truth is personal. We did that last week, didn't we? Here's the problem. The Bible does not agree with this love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. The Bible doesn't agree with that. Listen to what I'm going to read you and you tell me how this harmonizes with people who got just love God, love your neighbor, love, love, love. Luke 6:32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. You know what that says? Love is it means nothing to God if you just love people that love you back. Yeah. If you love your church because your church loves you, what credit is that? If you love your family and your kids and your wife, if you love, love, love because they're in your circle of people who love you back, what credit is that? Well, what happened to that all you need is love thing? What happened to it? They have the slightest idea what God means when He says love. They think love is feeling, affection, emotion. Well, I love people. I love sinners as long as they don't make me mad. Right, Elsie? I don't mind loving sinners as long as they don't step on my toes and keep out of my way. But if you have one of them lie about me or mistreat me, and I'll love them with a 45. If the whole point is, I love people as long as they don't cross me. What does that have to do with love? That's not love. Love is not emotion and feeling and affection. It has nothing to do with what God's talking about. People think they love God and love Jesus and love the Holy Spirit and love their neighbor until someone does something they think is wrong. Then what is their attitude? Ugly. Ugly. They haven't the slightest idea what God means by love. Now, think of this one. To these love, 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 everything is love people. Matthew 10:37. He who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Well, I thought they were teaching that you just love. Love everybody, Paul. If you just love everybody, then that makes you a Christian. That makes everything right. What did Matthew just say? Well, if you love your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters, if you love them, then there's nothing wrong with that. What does that mean?
It has nothing to do with love.
There you go. This whole idea that if I'm just filled with love and emotion and affection and care, that I'm doing what God wants me to do. Bible doesn't say that. You guys understand? The Bible says if you're filled with affection for people that show you affection, it has nothing to do with what God wants. If you are filled with love and affection for your family, your mother, your father, sisters, brothers, uncles, cousins, if you're filled with love for them, and it makes you not listen to what God says they're doing wrong or what God says is right. Love is not only not the best thing, love's the worst thing that ever happened to you, right? If you love your mother, father, sister, brother, if you love your family, if you love someone more than you love God's Word, then not only is love not the best thing, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to you. It's like if Josh had a girlfriend. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying if Josh had a girlfriend and she was went to a denomination. And he's crazy about this girl. And she tells him, you know, Josh, there's no difference between my church and the church you go to. Mine's, is more exciting. You know, we turn the music up and we have a good time. You know, you just go over there and eat and listen to that crippled ball guy just talk. I'm not really interested, but if you come to my church, you know, we have excitement, we have programs, and we have speakers, and it's just wonderful. And Josh starts thinking, hey, you know, maybe she's right. Now, is Josh's love for her, is that what God's looking for? Is that the best thing that ever happened? Is that, making him Christian, his love for her? What's his love for her doing to him? Separating you from God Almighty. So what happened to this love is all you need idea? Nope. People have the slightest idea what the word love means. And the word there, who loves father, mother, it's phileo. It's the emotion. You know, it's not agapeo. It's what we're going to get to in just a second. Luke 14, this puts the nail in that love everybody nonsense. Luke 14, 26. If anyone comes to me, this is Jesus speaking. If anyone comes to me and does not hate, what did I just say? Hate. What does hate mean?
Opposite.
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Cannot. What? What does that mean, Paul? I thought love is everything. This says I have to hate people. What does that mean? Now I'm confused. Yeah. The word meseo, the Greek word there, hate means to separate yourself from. You guys understand this? If I hate somebody, they're there and I'm here, and I don't speak to them, I don't talk to them. The idea is to, if you hate something, you separate yourself from it. Now, if I'm going to follow Jesus Christ, what do I have to do with my brother, sister, father, mother, and my own life? What do I have to do? I have to separate myself from it. What does that mean? What's more important? Yeah. God has never once commanded emotion. Not one time. Never is the word phileo used when God says, love your neighbor. Love God with all your heart. Not one time does God ever command emotion. So this idea that love is emotion and feeling and affection, what does it have to do with the Bible's meaning of the word love? Nothing. It has nothing to do with the Bible's meaning of the word love. Emotional love and feelings are not all you need to be a Christian. Matter of fact, they can separate you from God. Yes, ma'am. Yep. Hate's an emotion. But it's also, it's an emotion that causes you to make a choice. If you hate something, you put it over here and you have nothing to do with it. It's a choice based on how you feel about something. So if your mother or father or sister or brother or your own life, if any of those people, if your love for any of those people cause you to question God's word, what are you supposed to do? Separate yourself from them. You cannot be my disciple if you don't do that. How many people go to the church their parents went to because they love their parents? They don't question it. They don't really agree with it. How many people go to the church that their girlfriend or boyfriend goes to? How many people go to the church that their brothers or sisters go to, or their aunts or uncles? How many people follow a religious idea simply because people they love are part of that idea? You understand why God, why Jesus says you have to separate yourself from people to listen to God's instructions? What does that do to this whole love everybody idea? That all you need is love and to be a Christian. That's right. It's nonsense. People haven't the slightest idea what God means when He says love. Emotional love and feelings are not part of what God commands is love of Him with all your heart, love your neighbor. Matter of fact, it's how they felt about Jesus, their emotion and their feelings toward Jesus that caused the Jewish leaders to crucify. True? Because they loved their own position, they loved their own status, their emotion and feeling toward Jesus says, we've got to get rid of this guy. He's going to cost us what we love. Now, was love all they needed, or was love one of the reasons they were destroyed? You guys get it? Love can be a destructive thing. This all-you-need-love nonsense is not what Scripture talks about. It was emotion that had the crowd say, give us Barabbas. Wasn't it? Was it sober, conscious reasoning? What was it? It was emotion. It was feeling. It's the worst possible way you can approach anything God tells you to do, with emotion and feeling and affection. That's why if you went to one of these emotional, outpouring, expressive, love everybody churches, and you tried to reason with them, what would be the response, Bonnie? If you went to one of these, emotional, hands-in-the-air churches, where God is loving and love and Holy Spirit power, and you tried to reason with them from the Scripture, what would be their response?
Well, they love God, and that's how they express it.
Would they love you? That's right. How much would they love you? Because they have the slightest idea. The world does not know what love means. No person or assembly, not one. You guys hear me? I know you have people, I have people I love in denominations and religions. But when it comes to what God says, my love for them has to be nothing. Because what God says overrides anything I feel, have emotion for anybody else. That's what Jesus said you have to do in order to be His disciples. God does not command how to feel. Matter of fact, He commands us to act against what we feel. Love your enemy. That's the whole idea. Not one person or assembly, not one that pursues and perceives loving God as an emotional state and a feeling of worship has the slightest idea what God means when He commands love in His Scriptures. Not one. You guys understand that? Now, have I overstepped it? Is that too extreme? I'm asking. All right, I'm going to keep going then. Not understanding love means they might be near to God's kingdom, but they are definitely not members of it. Now that makes a lot of people mad. I remember when I was young, I had one of my instructors at Weiss Ferry Road. One of my favorite authors was C.S. Lewis. I read everything by C.S. Lewis. I just love C.S. Lewis. And he got up there and he's C.S. Lewis now. He is not a saved person. He was not a member of the church. Hey! That upset me. Until I started reasoning through it, and I had to admit, dang it, he's right, because he belonged to Anglican or something like that. As much as I loved C.S. Lewis and all of his writings, I had to admit that he did not obey the gospel. He did it his way and belonged to people that had no idea what love was. The idea is, if you don't understand love, you can't be a part of the kingdom. Like the scribe, you might be near, but you can't be a part of it. This love that they have for God and Holy Spirit and all that kind of stuff, this love is a delusion and a lie. Now, is that too far? Or is it? Is it a lie? Yeah, that's what the Scripture says. The proof of this is found when someone is perceived to be mistreating them or one of their own. You guys ever seen this happen? They love God, love Jesus, Holy Spirit power. They love sinners. They love this. They love that. But you have somebody do something they perceive as mistreatment, lying, cheating, abuse, What happens to all that love? What happens to it? Oh, their emotion and feeling goes the opposite. It gets ugly. It gets mean. It gets nasty. And you know what they'll say? They were justified. Do they have any idea what love is? They don't. They haven't the slightest idea. They will show their feelings of rage and resentment and justify their anger and threats toward the guilty party as necessary. Those that feel they are correct and saved and knowledgeable of Scripture, you hear me? Those that feel they are correct and saved and knowledgeable of Scripture are wrong and lost and know nothing of God's Word. Too much? That's what it says. Those that see love as emotion and feeling do not know God and not even know themselves. That's just the truth. Any idea of love that's based on self, that is how I feel, what I think, what I desire, is a delusion and a lie. All these people that see love as emotion and feeling and affection, and I love my church and I love my preacher and I love my religion and I love God and I love Jesus, what does all that love flow out from? What does it start at? It starts at self. Right? I love my church. I love God. I love Jesus. I love the Holy Spirit. Every bit of that starts with self. I hear angels. That's what it is. Every bit of that starts with yourself. What you think is right, what you think is holy, what you think is good, what you think is correct, what you think is righteous. Every bit of love is emotion and feeling, all that starts in self. How much does the Bible teach you to follow self? Doesn't it say the opposite? So you guys understanding what love actually is? Love in the Scripture, when God says love, this is what love means. Love is choosing the death of self. You guys understand? Love is choosing to die to self. That's love. How many people want to do that? How many people say, I can't do it? Well, I can't do that, Elsie. I'd have to be perfect to do that. I can't do it. So God doesn't expect that of me because I can't. Right? Wrong. Guess we all know how we feel about Elsie. Love is choosing to die to self. Period. The end. There's nothing else that love means. How I feel is irrelevant. You guys understand? Loving God means how I feel about what God says has nothing to do with my obedience to follow what He says. How many people do it that way? Love is to die to self. What I think is irrelevant. Right? When I read Scripture, what I think is irrelevant. Because love, if I love the truth, that means I've died to self, what I feel and what I think. And I read what it says and I accept it, point blank. How many people do it that way? Not very many. What I desire is irrelevant. What God says is the only thing that matters. That's what love means. Does the world have any idea how to die to self? Matter of fact, they not only don't understand it, they won't. They cannot receive Him because they will not die to self. That what they think and how what they feel and what they want is the only thing that matters. The world does not know love and does not know God. Period. The end. The world's in a delusion. Excuse me. The world's in a delusion. The scribe's intelligent answer. When he says, you're right, loving God and loving your neighbor is greater than anything. Now, with this idea, what does it truly mean? What does the scribe's answer mean when it says, love God with all your heart and understanding and strength and love your neighbor as yourself? Here's what it really means. How many of us, you know, can actually do this the way it's supposed to be done? To love God with all your heart is to disregard how you feel completely and only do what God asks you to do. How many people do that? So if you don't do it that way, you don't know what love is. And you do not love God. like He commands. How many people, when they love God, they disregard how they feel about everything else completely, and they just say, God, what do you ask? I'll do it. Huh? That's right. Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus is the example for all these. Jesus loved the Father. So how does Jesus express it? How He felt about everything going on around Him was irrelevant. What did God ask Him to do? That's what I'll do. What if it means being nailed up to a cross for 6 hours? How did He feel about it? Please, I don't want to. But what did He do? So love is doing as God asks, regardless of how you feel about it. What does that do to the idea that love is emotion and feeling? It cancels it. The world's in a delusion and a lie. To love God with all your heart is to disregard how you feel about things completely and just say, do what God asks you to do. To love God with all your understanding, this is the scribe's answer. To love God with all your understanding is to disregard what you think and only do as God instructs. How many people do that? How many people go to church and they view the church with a complete disregard of what they think is right and wrong and righteous and religious and pious and just follow the scriptures as they're written? Elsie, how many people do that?
Not many.
Why? Self. Self. My church has to please me. My God has to please me. They don't know what love is. Never will. They're in a delusion and a lie. To love God with all your strength is to disregard what you want and do only what fulfills what God wants. How many people do that? How many of us do that? When you wake up in the morning, do you completely disregard what you want that day and say, God, what you want is the only thing I'm going to act on? How many of us do that? How many of us are a little better today than we were last week? Yeah. That's all He asks. Be a little better today of putting God's instructions and what fulfills what God wants first over yourself and what you want and how you feel and what you think. Be a little better today than you were yesterday, and God sees you as Jesus Christ. Perfect. What happens when you start putting what you want above what God wants? Boom, down you go. And you'll say you love Him. You'll say you love Jesus. You'll say you love the Holy Spirit. But a delusion and a lie is all you're following. If you have anything of yourself guide your actions, you're heading down. You have to die to yourself in order to love God. How many people want to do that? It's bad. Just be a little better at it every day. Matter of fact, John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that you lay down your life for your friends. You die to yourself for the benefit of others. That's love. That's all love is. That's what love is all about. Die to yourself. What I want, what I think, how I feel is irrelevant. I disregard it. What's best for God? What's best for the other person? That's love, and that's something this world will never understand. If this world was here for eternity, this world would never understand, never see it, never know it. They have no idea what God is. They have no idea what His Word means. They walk in darkness under delusion and a lie, and they will never understand. Until they die to themselves, hate their life, separate themselves from this world and everything they have, turn to God. That's the only way it's going to happen. How many people, groups, denominations, and religions right now have any understanding of what God means by love God? How many are under delusion and a lie right now? But if you told them, what would they do, Paul? That love would turn real sour real quick. Yeah, they love as long as you don't cross them. Cross them, ooh, it's nasty. How many people actually know God in these assemblies and denominations and religions? They don't. They have only the ones that know love, and that's the only ones that have turned away, died to self, buried. You guys understand? Buried, raised up again, body of Christ, the church. Luke 14:33, he just sums it up. Whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. What does that mean? Okay, here's what it means. I want all of you to sign all of your worldly possessions over to me, because you can't be a disciple unless you give up all that you have, and I'm going to help you out. What I want you all to do is sign everything you have over to me, your houses, bank accounts, and all that kind of stuff. I'll take it off your hands. Therefore, you've all forsaken all that you have, and you can be truly disciples, and then I'll take it to communal fund, and then I'll give it to whoever needs it the way I see fit. How about that? There's lots of churches that do that.
And, the preacher gets everyone's check.
Right.
And then divides up among everybody else.
Right. Well, see, that's just scripture. Why don't you all start signing everything over to me? Huh? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It says, forsake all you have to be as a disciple. I'm helping you guys out. So just sign everything over to me. What's wrong with that idea? Well, shut up. I'm going to talk somebody up. You understand the problem? Yeah. I'm getting all you to forsake all you have. What about me? Yeah. Am I forsaking all that I have? Or am I getting rich on it? This is how people operate. What does it mean, forsake all you have? You cannot be my disciple unless you forsake all that you have. Separate. Once again, you have that same idea of hate your mother, father, sister, brother. The idea of forsaking, it means to separate yourself. How many people can't be Christian because of how their emotion and their feelings they have toward their house, their money, their cars, their bank accounts, their job, their paycheck? You guys understand? How many people can't live like a Christian because they're too worried about what they own and what they have and how to get more and pay the bills and pay the rent, put the kids through college? How many people are worried about their finances and their money? Jesus said, don't worry about anything. Now, if he says don't worry about anything, does he also mean your rent and your finances and putting the kids through college? Right, Elsie? You don't worry about anything, do you?
No.
You have every reason to, wouldn't you? Yes, you do. This is the whole point. Separate yourself from friends, family, possessions, this world, your own life. The only thing you've died to yourself, the only thing you care about is what does God say to do and how does He say to do it? That's it. How many people are willing to do that? Very, very few. You understand why the straight and narrow and few there be that find it? Because that's what love is, and the world has no idea. To love God as God commands means choosing to separate yourself from all that you have. Those that will not do so do not have the power to be a disciple of Jesus, because they will never ever be able to love as He commands. They will always be stopped by what they feel, what they think, what they like, what they desire, what they own, and really the only thing they love in the end is self. You guys understand? God's truth has placed us in His kingdom. How far do we all still have to go to know how to truly love Him? It's going to take eternity, isn't it? God's truth has placed us in His kingdom, not because of anything we've ever done, but because of our trust. We've died to self. We were buried. We've raised up again. We're in the body of Christ. But how well are we doing on this love thing, guys? How well are we loving each other? You know, that's one thing we stopped having services in the evening so we could all gather at people's houses, go out for coffee, go to the show, fellowship. How many of you are taking advantage of this on Sunday afternoons and Sunday evening? How many of you just hadn't felt like it? Got me? How many of you just don't feel like it? How many people didn't feel like being here today? You understand how feelings and emotions... Put your hand down, Danny. You still chose to be here. That's what counts. You understand how feeling and emotion is what separates us from God when we allow it to make our choices? Listen to God. Choose what He says. Die to yourself. If you have an opportunity to fellowship the people here this afternoon, take it. Choose to do it. Don't let your feelings about it stop you. God wants us, they'll know you're My disciples by the way you love one another. Well, I don't feel like loving anybody. Are you listening to God? Do you love God or do you love yourself? You guys got the message? If you're going to love God like God says to love, you've got to stop worrying about how you feel about it, what you think about it, what you want out of it. All that's got to go. What did God say to do? What was His instructions? Follow Him. Choose to do what God says, the way He says to do it, regardless of how you feel and what you think about it. How hard is that? Oh my goodness, it's hard. But if you want to love God, choose. Be a little better tomorrow than you were today. Be a little better next Sunday than you were today. You guys understand how much of this world is in a delusion and a lie? This world, they don't know what love is, they don't know what truth is, they don't know what freedom is, they don't know what grace is, they don't know what worship is. Do they like you telling them this? No. What are you going to do? Love them anyway. Choose to love them anyway. Let's choose to love each other. Take advantage of the opportunities God gives you to love, and let's grow in terms of loving others the way God has loved us. Die to yourself, what you feel, what you think. Do what's best for others, no matter what it costs you, and God will give you everything. Everybody understand? Any questions, comments, corrections? Anything we can do to help anybody with this? Any responses? Anything? Probably out of time. Everybody okay? All right, let's all join.